This is the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
Good morning. It is the best tea in the city on a Tuesday. Let me ask you this simple question. What is a lazy lover?
We're talking about what is a lazy lover.
What is that?
I'm so glad you're talking about lazy men today, because I dated one for 2 years. Lenyora Lakoso Shanguvi.
Cheers.
So the biggest one was when we'd be eating, like I'd cook and then we'd eat or I'd dish up for him. Then he'd send me around. And then by the time I sit down, my food is cold and he's done eating.
Sure.
He would send me around. We would go shopping and he'd make me carry the plastic bags. Needless to say, in the bedroom, he was just as lazy. All the way to Soshanguve for one round. So, yeah, that was my experience with the lazy guy.
What is a lazy lover? Hashtag my partner is lazy. Some of you are asking, lazy in what way? Well, you decide. Because you are the one involved, right? I think the definition of lazy when it comes to relationship is very broad. So I'll leave it to you. I'm not lazy. Mara, when I'm at his place, I don't do anything. The only time is when I bath. I'm the type that will sit there and say, give me an apple. Go buy juice. Go buy unshubela orange. Mara naha ke tswafe. I just don't like domestic chores. So anyway, I would do. So therefore, she agrees. She's the lazy partner when she goes to visit him. So, Fifila, I wish I responded. Aria, my partner is lazy. Because when it's said, I get, but I'm glad you acknowledge. Like I said, when it comes to relationship, the definition of what lazy is quite broad. Hence, I ended up just reposting now to say, what is a lazy partner to you? Like, for instance, for someone, a lazy would be, you are busy doing house chores while your partner is sitting on the couch watching TV, busy playing a phone. Or you'll be busy pushing a side hustle while all they do is go to their friends for drinks. And yes, not everyone is wired to be domesticated, but such behavior can cause a little bit of resentment and bitterness in a relationship. At the end of the day, laziness doesn't come in a form of house chores or making money. There is also romantic laziness or emotional laziness, where your partner does not make an effort to at least meet your emotional needs. Are you in a relationship with such a person? Or have you been involved with somebody like that before? They do the bare minimum. No extra effort. And hence I even ask, what are they lazy about? It's one way of saying, what is lazy? What is a lazy lover? Hashtag, my partner is lazy. My partner is lazy. The funny part is when they expect you to reciprocate their zero effort with 100% effort. The wealthy woman 87 on Twitter says, T, my partner is lazy to just talk, to communicate. It drives me crazy because I talk a lot. And he just goes, okay. I think you talk for the both of ya. Yeah? Molobe, Oring.
Hi, Uncle T. I love your show so much. Add on, what is a lazy lover? I dated a lazy lover and I broke up because of this. We broke up because of this. I would wake up in the morning, on a weekend, do laundry. And I do laundry, I'm cleaning while he's sleeping. That's fine. You don't have to wake up the same time that I do. That's how I function. But when I do laundry, I come back to the house to do spring cleaning. Moto okwatile ha tso ha yena ka 10. Okwatetseng ha ke soje. How soje? I'm expecting you to say, baby, na I breakfast, ibo lokuvukile ngo 6. You expecting me to come back and make you breakfast? and clean again, continue, make you supper, do the ironing while you're sitting there, browsing the internet, talking to who knows who. I mean, come on. Come on, Uncle T.
Have you heard of stories of people who were dating for years only to get married and get divorced within a short period of time? I think it's about the challenges of cohabiting. You know, staying together is one of the biggest challenges in relationships. Why? Because the basics become exposed. How you were raised becomes exposed. Because we all come from a different environment. Let me use the typical case of a boy who has been raised to, you know, it's domesticated. He can take care of his environment. And he has seen it happen with him and his sisters. And here you are. He loves you. You stay together now and you start seeing the cracks in your basics, right? And why is this a problem? Why is laziness a problem in the relationship? Because love is energy. Think about it. In every little thing you do, you got to have the energy to keep it up. Energy to stay up and fight. Energy to make love. Energy to be together. Love is energy. Laziness is the opposite of that. I thought I should just put that there so that you understand the context at which you're coming from. And by lazy, it's up to you to decide what you deem lazy. I have 3 teaspoons on things to consider when you are with a lazy partner. Check them out.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on things to do if hashtag my partner is lazy. 1, lay out the chores. There are some people that would not raise a finger if you do not drag them by their collar and tell them exactly what you need them to do. Okay. If you have a lazy partner, domestically, so to speak, spell out the tasks and spell out yours too so that they can see. You know, you actually have to even make it obvious. You have to say things like, I will sweep, you will mop. Or you sweep, I will mop. I will wash the dishes, you dry them, and we will pack them. All right? It's one of those things you just need to do. Chances are, that's how they were socialized. 2, help them through it. The truth is, you can only help those who want to help themselves. So if you have a partner who is emotionally or mentally lazy, but is willing to get better, then you can work on it together. I mean, you can start by pointing out where they are lacking and what exactly what you want them to do and how they can meet up your expectations. You also to realize this is not going to happen overnight. So you need to be patient. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on things to do if hashtag my partner is lazy, walk away or live with it. If you cannot cope with your lazy partner, you can choose to walk away from it or to live with it before you hate them for it. If you cannot walk away, then you need to learn how to live with it. If your partner is emotionally lazy and is not making an effort to get better, that's simply just that. Those are the only 2 options. Walk away, live with it, or even just work on it. The question is, what is a lazy lover? And should you then say they are lazy or you are the one who's lazy? Is that character or is that behavior? And character is something that is formed. Can't change, but behavior you can.
I'm definitely not a lazy lover. I know that for a fact. Like, I put an effort into everything.
Aye, you don't.
Ah, Uncle T.
Aye. No. As your colleague, kya ibona.
Patung.
Bona muntlezwan today. Aye, pelazaza today. Bona ne. Maroshere kausan. Just watch you and JJ tomorrow.
Eh, fella, this is a toxic relationship, mo. So I can't be consistent.
Wow.
Relationship very toxic.
Wow.
So sometimes I feel myself, sometimes I don't. But yeah. In a healthy relationship.
Okay.
I'm very consistent. Okay.
Should we go, Uncle T?
No, I am. I make effort, you know, like you, yeah, romantically, you know, all those little things. I'm just that kind of person. I'm very considerate.
Chances are you attract the opposite.
I attract the absolute opposite. Yeah. Like if you are going to look into in a thesaurus, in, I don't know, more Google, or share a dictionary, or share a encyclopedia, yeah, anything, and you look for lazy lover, you'll find my current
Your
partner.
Type.
Yeah.
You have a type.
I have a type. But lazy. Effort in jail is just not their thing.
Dololo.
JJ? Dololo. Which part are you for?
I am that lazy lover.
Oh.
I'm not proud of it, I must say.
Okay.
I am not. I think that's
Which part are you lazy about, though?
Everything. I feel like when I'm away from work, I've done my part. Yo, I feel like I've worked so hard today. No, man. And I send a lot. I send around a lot.
Okay.
To your mean.
Yo, to my
mean. To my mean.
Pass me this. Pass me the remote. Now let's do the. Yeah, no, I do not initiate anything. I don't pursue much. I think that's why I'm single.
Okay, great. The next final session, Limumpi. Skip Marley and her with a slow down. Eh? What a jam that one is as well. Gugu, I know we made your day.
So, Uncle T, I must tell you that every time this song comes up, I feel like shaking figanyana, kishake sirupinyana in that slow Jamaican vibe. Nyana. It makes me want to do that. And it's because of you and Osis Onati that made me fall in love with this song so much.
That's right. That is the Skip Marley and her slow down. Before that, Timbaland with One Republic, Apologize, which we're talking about. My partner is lazy. And you ask, what do you mean by lazy? Let me ask you this simply. What is a lazy lover?
I think a lazy lover is take, and never give back. They don't do anything, but they always have expectations. So, yeah, that's a lazy lover for me. And a bastinchu hore. Bastinchu.
Siziwe via Twitter says, I was a lazy lover until I realize he doesn't wear underwear. Always wear the same trousers. I just thought about those droplets. Urine droplets, that is. No socks. Always wears one pair of dickies. Hardly washes his bedding, dishes. One time, I found soiled boxers in his drawer. It's just a fail pop.
What's the arena? Is it the bedroom? Is it life? Is it the kitchen?
No, it's up to you. You look at everything.
Okay.
Remove the bedroom out of it because I think we know there.
Yeah.
But the other aspects of it.
Okay.
Romantically.
Okay.
The household.
Yes. Professional goals.
Yo, don't even get started on the hustle.
Okay, that's why I'm asking. What's the arena here? Give me the context.
You're hustling, and now they just...
You'll grow apart. It's really that simple. And you need to be okay with that. And you need to accept that.
That's what I said. It's either you walk away or you live with it.
No. There's no gray area. It's black or white. You walk away or you live with it. And you accept it. And you accept your partner for who they are. Because often or not, this is the truth that's going to hurt them.
But now.
Often or not, they're very honest about their laziness.
No, they are.
And you're the one who wants to change them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it Maya Angelou?
Yes.
When they show you who they are,
Believe them. And then Oprah added and said, when it's a whisper, bass up, because tomorrow it'll be a shout and a brick in your ear.
But now, with laziness in this case, is it a weakness? Therefore, they have a strength. So maybe instead of just focusing on the laziness, you should also appreciate the strength.
What could a strength
Because
be?
You could easily throw away the school baby with the water, right?
School me, big brother. What could the lesson be?
I'm just saying that sometimes we focus a lot on the negative and then it overshadows the other positive. Because if you were not domesticated as my partner, does it necessarily mean therefore you are weak in the relationship?
Depending on how you were raised and how domestication is defined according to you and your identity
clean,
and
the
context
cook,
of your family.
Ironing, I can.
Look, what does that mean? Does that mean that you're a man? Does that mean that you're
I'm a
provider?
Man, you're
does
the
that
woman.
Mean? Do you know what I mean? There's so much contextually that goes into that.
But now,
mm-hmm.
he has a weakness.
Yes.
He's lazy.
Yeah.
He shows no effort romantically.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm dialing your number right now.
Sorry, we're too loud in the studio. Apparently, we're too loud in the studio, apparently. It's just a lot. It's just a lot, guys. It's a lot that you're dealing with.
It's time for you to take the last sip. Mbongeni, good morning.
Hi, Santos.
You have a lazy lover?
Hey, it's a weird lover, hot man. Lazy. Okay, it's using token, but I'm a cool. I'm challenging, let's see. Jabo.
But accept that, wait, accept that what were her other qualities? Qualities, I mean.
No, like she had qualities. I wouldn't lie. No. She would take good care of me. Everything in the house, everything is sparkling. But the challenge is shy.
So, walashu munto right kanje?
Ah, tibo zgoni nzambi lwi lwi nza tibo. Ya de filo tibo funo muto dok challenge tibo zale. Uchi nomu ya pumu ya hamu. Uchi mama ta ah ahu agna lao ya kote. Acha tiki ya zemo tibo. Sumo roto sirat au hadi.
That's why.
I had a with my current girlfriend. There was a point where the place I used to live, she was becoming a lazy partner. And part of it, I felt I was part to blame because Nafika do less as miscommunicate everything. But the problem also that I felt that I contributed is because I'm a guy that does everything for myself. I'm one of those that quick clean, wash everything. So when I got to this new place now, from the get-go, from the first day I moved in, I called her. Said, you're going to help me clean, you're going to help me pack things, you're going to help me do. So I made a part of everything that I do, you know? And she's not that great of a cook, so I cook most of the time. Yeah. And sure, when she's around, she cleans or does dishes. But now I had to put it down on the table to say, oh, I can't be doing everything. Because I do everything for her, and we're not on to see. So, but now we're good now. Now we balance things out when she's around.
Ah, I'm glad. I was waiting for that. Torgas!
Uncle
T. Bola, like a teledish.
Yo, hi, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, it's true, Auri. It's either you accept it or move on.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I know my husband is lazy.
Yeah? A thing, which lazy, Bella? You must also give us a...
He wakes up.
Yeah?
Half later, asape, and then he sits there and does nothing. He orders us around. I want food. I want this. He doesn't even stand up to go to the fridge.
Was he a king in his life before meeting you?
No, otlago jetsa gore yena o khatetse. No, I khala mo sebedisa. Jano ngwe this 10 gore a dule fatse a ikhutse. And then rona tlamile we must weigh on him and already wait at a high. Le ditlhako tsa ditlhako.
Yeah.
I thole ditlhako go bitsa bana.
Yeah, this guy is a king.
Yeah.
Ush, when you might be, maybe this guy is sitting on land and we're now eating. We're now busy, Mushabi Lord. Why is he demand? Hunt is a king.
I want to talk to that. Oh, I. King is 97.
But hold on. Accept that. How is he to you as a lover?
Lazy.
Maromrata still.
Yeah, Yana is a good person, but just that too lazy.
What is the one thing you wish you could do?
Antuse.
In.
Like,
why is a lava man? Come put a little on to refer it to.
Oh, Uncle T. What is the problem of hiking? Ubua haholo, and then he doesn't act on what he says.
Ah.
Yeah.
So it's.
I got to register the ice for that. Ubay reka. Ah, okay, reka. Ibilo uka patela even extra. Mare. To do on what he says, yo.
Niggis.
Nick.
Thanks for the call.
Yo, attacking. Tabayabu lazy, me. Yo. Na my partner u lazy Uncle T, like wa tswafa kore if wa tlhobola di aparone u tlo tlhobola ka moka like bo re go ba hae bo hoya le everything we are fast le everything ha bula fridge u tlo ibula a setswalele and then ha bula brotho o ntsha di laitsa di nyakang a bole sa bo buleile yo attacking mara mo milling yes yes u skoon u need perfume ya hae like yo u kamonate yo
and that's a topic for another day. Where Mutuskun Maraguadulang. Vugil?
Yes, this is Susan.
Grant me out.
Tiwas, can you hear me?
I can hear you quite loud and clear.
Thank you so much. Listen, sir, you know, it depends on how a person was raised. Because I did date someone like that in the past. And I've got a friend now who is, she is like that. She can't cook. She can't do something. She can't even cook herself a soft porridge. That's how she was raised. Now, if you take a woman like that and stay with her, she's going to tell you that I'm not your maid. I'm your woman. I'm your girlfriend. All you're going to get is the bedroom service. I'm not going to cook for you or wash the laundry for you or ironing for you. I'm not your maid. Thank you. Bye-bye to you. I'm not saying
wait. Vugile, vugile. And then when you can do those things?
Yeah.
Yes, as in you can cook, you can clean, you can iron.
Yes, I can do all of those. Manje? I'm a grandparent.
Manje? What's the problem?
I don't have a problem. I'm getting used to her.
Oh, you're getting used to her?
Yes.
Ah.
I love her so much. The problem is that she can't do 1, 2, 3.
Ah, okay. All right. I hear you now.
Uncle T, lazy lovers. Uncle T, because they are lazy, they are abusive, emotional, and time-wise, they are selfish, Uncle T. And most of the time, try to put money first because they think money will do everything for them.
Yeah.
You always have to suck up to them. That's what they believe. Then they sit around whilst doing nothing.
That sounds like Ben 10 Arotorilu Blues. Eddie? Anonymous.
Hi, Uncle T.
How are you, Noni?
I'm good, yourself.
King, are you a lazy lover?
No. Hey, my husband, Nkatele. I'm done. This man is very lazy. That's why I make you even sit. Then, my name.
Lazy.
She comes back from work. Akumule, ale, akeze, watch TV, he's done. Ukumula shiye lapo.
And then
but esontweni, he can even pick up a truck.
Hi!
Hello! How about Valon Vanjandon?
Noni, we are kuka je wena kai wan.
Oh, I wish.
Hakuba minjengi speak anto bazan.
Hi! Yes, I do my nails at a bony next. It changes her style at a bony next. But when I go out, but you're so beautiful. I just lie down.
Mfundisa.
She is not even 35, but in jail.
Mfundisa. Fagis call on Noni.
Oh, God, so gratis. I'm not even back in the net.
Mariam Tan. Mariam Tan.
Yeah.
Manje,
fundis
mwa katal, fundis.
Usi le prati. If you can do it for others, why are you learning?
Awena ngiti pela, ngiti.
Or in Chayazile, maybe.
I was about to ask you that, but I wanted to start here first. Uguti. Remember what I said. Put it on the table. Unga alui.
Oh,
Commenting on the topic, your lazy partners. I now I'm guilty. I've tried everything. I've tried naming everything we have to do, but then it doesn't work. Eh? I'll take your last teaspoon. I'm used to it. I even don't see lihore uteng hayo. It's like normally for una. I'm used to like doing everything by myself.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.